Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from Seattle to Europe, including nonstop flights to Frankfurt, Germany, year-round. Also, from June through October, Condor will be offering nonstop flights to Munich. More information at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
University of Washington President Ana Maricause was born in Cuba, and her family was exiled when she was just 3 years old. She was also part of a delegation from Washington State that flew to Havana last month aboard the first Alaska Airlines commercial flight to Cuba. For this week's Going Places on KNKX, 88.5's Ed Ronco talks to Causse about the trip and her unique perspective.
Do you remember Cuba as a child?
You know, when I went back the first time, I visited my old house, and I'd seen lots of pictures of it in family albums and so forth, and I stood there waiting for the epiphany, and I don't have any memories. About three, I'm a child psychologist, is about the age where it's possible to have memories. But some people do, some people don't. And I don't. I certainly can tell you lots of stories about that time, but they're because other people have told them to me.
Yeah, I think sometimes we have memories of memories, right?
Like exactly.
I know I remembered that when I was 12.
Yeah, no,
I remember
I
being three.
I recognize things because I'd seen them in pictures, but I don't think they're my own memories.
Yeah. I had figured that this trip hadn't been your first time back, but it sounds like it was no less special, even though it wasn't your first time back.
I can't imagine, you know, getting to the point where it won't be special. You know, time will tell, but there is. And this one, like I say, was particularly special because it was, you know, it was a direct connection. I mean, you know, it goes through L.A., but it is a direct flight. It's the same plane going from, you know, one home to another.
What does it mean now that we're at this kind of thaw in relation?
Well, I think that we're trying to figure out what it means, that we will create the meaning. As time goes, you need to engage with folks, especially people that are very, you know, governments that are different than you are, that the way to get to mutual understanding and to change is through engagement. I think universities can play a particularly positive role that way because if you look at all the ways in which, you know, our museums are going there, our dance group is going there, we've got a group of doctors going there, et cetera. It's not about politics. It really is about surgeon to surgeon, dancer to dancer, artist to artist. And I think that universities can kind of cut through some of that and get people to engage on a very human level.
A lot of people, a lot of Americans with ties to Cuba, and maybe the generation before yours especially, are very angry at Cuba, at the government, and you know, especially I think of the people in Miami who are very opposed to President Obama's move to thaw relations and have a lot of anger about it. You don't have that, and I'm interested in...
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, we have a tendency to talk about whether it's the black community or the Cuban community or the Latino community. And in fact, there are lots of communities. All the most recent data that I've seen is that, in fact, even in Miami, a slight majority are in favor of engagement. And if you go to the Miami airport, you see Cubans, you know, Cuban Americans going to Cuba in droves. I mean, families, you know, because they've got family there, because, you know, they've got ties there. So I don't think it's anywhere near as uniform as people think it is. I think that, like I say, I understand it's not just that my parents were forced to leave, but, you know, I sat in school with kids who had parents in Cuban jails. I mean, I understand why we started the blockade and the embargo. I just think that history has shown us it didn't work, and it didn't create the change. It didn't force the change that people felt it was, and it's time to try something different. If you look more broadly, engagement works better than isolation.
That's University of Washington President Ana Maricause talking with 88.5's Ed Ronco about her recent trip to Cuba. Our regular travel expert Matthew Brumley returns to Going Places next week.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lummis, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR1.